It's that time again. It's radio time, living the good life right here on Tantalk Radio. And we are Beacon of Hope Ministries, and I am Pastor Marcia McAllister, and I'm excited to be here every single Sunday. I can't wait to get here for our show. And we have the newlyweds on with us today. And yes, you can wave because they're seeing you on YouTube. Mike and Jen. Hello. We're glad you're with us today, and I think we have Nan. Are you on the line, Nan?
I am on the line. Hi there. How y'all doing?
You're not a newlywed, are you?
No, not at all.
Not at all? Okay. All right. We're just checking.
Can you hear me okay?
Yeah. Just checking. Okay. We never know who's recently gotten married or, you know, whatever.
Yeah, so. I was really dashing out after church today to go get married, but I didn't tell you.
Oh, that. You were. I didn't know that's where you're going. I thought you were going to go buy something, you know, that you'd ordered or something. I don't know.
Yeah,
but well, it really you know, was you were going to go get married. Okay, well, there you go. So whatever works for you, Nan, whatever works. So it's been a crazy day. We've had a great day at Beacon of Hope. We're excited about the show, as we always are. It's good to have Mike and Jen here in the studio with us. We love them so much.
Amen.
Nan, you can verify this. Mike and Jen basically take care of our church facility, and they do it with grace and always with a smile on their faces. Have you noticed that,
always.
Nan?
Amen. Always. I mean, they are the ones who keep up our facility.
They do.
You know, God just richly blesses them in all kinds of ways.
Right.
And I believe that's as a direct result of the commitment that they have and the service that they have to God at our church.
And they do. And it is beautiful. And it is, you know, that's something so many ministries struggle with, getting people to do this or that. And we have never had that problem at all since Mike and Jen. Mike actually helped me. Mike, you helped me start the church in 2001. Do you remember Clare back then?
Long time ago.
Long time ago. And this is his bride. So she was not in the picture back then. So anyway, you're in the picture now, Jen.
You're
in the picture now. So anyway, we're excited about what God is doing. And it was about a little over a year ago that God did provide for us a new facility. And Nan, I mentioned you this morning in the sermon in the Facebook post, how you wore that Suddenly shirt for a long time, believing God, right? Believing God.
Yes,
you did.
Yes.
So, yep, you were. And it's just amazing what God did and how he brought us into this new facility and just blessed us and just wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. So we thank God. Are you looking for something, Mike?
I found it.
You found it? All right. We're good. Okay. All right. So this is all good. So anyway, it's a great day today in the house of the Lord and in all this radio show. We're excited about what God's going to get done. And he always does get done a whole lot, doesn't he, Nan? I mean, it's just like amazing. We never just stand up. We just watch what he does.
It's amazing that, you know, I mean, we come in and we know kind of a general direction that we're going to go, and then he moves in such a way and brings it all together. We just know the general direction. We don't ever get together and have discussions about it or nothing like that. We just, you know, we just move and God moves and we speak and the songs are perfect and he just brings it all together and people are greatly ministered to because we hear back from people who tell us they're great ministers too.
That's right. Exactly. So you're right. We let the Holy Spirit lead. Let's start with prayer. Dear Lord, we thank you and praise you for what you're going to get done in this radio show today. It is a privilege to be in your presence. It is a privilege to enter your courts with thanksgiving enter your house with thanksgiving, your courts with praise. Oh, Lord, what a joy it is that we can do that today. So we look forward to this time in your word in a great music as we celebrate the presence of Almighty God in our lives. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Amen.
And we're starting with a song that lately I've had on my heart quite a bit. It is a Casting Crown song, and it is Great Are You, Lord.
You give life, you are love, you bring light to the darkness. You give hope and you restore every heart that is broken. Sing it to him. Great are you, Lord. 'Cause it's your breath in our lungs, so we pour out our praise. We pour out our praise. It's your breath in our lungs, so we pour out our praise to you only.
You give life, singing.
You give life, you are love, you bring light to the darkness. You give hope, you restore every heart that is broken. Great are you. Your breath in our lungs, so we pour out our praise. We pour out our praise. It's your breath in our lungs, so we pour out our praise to you only. It's your breath in our lungs, so we pour out our praise. We pour out. And all the
God, we do that. We praise you, God, from the bottom of our hearts this day. It's your breath that's in our lungs, and that's why we praise you. We praise you, God. Thank you, God. I love that song. Let's go to Psalm 95. We're going to read a couple verses there as we start this show today. Come, let's shout praises to God. Raise the roof for the rock who saved us. Let's march into his presence singing praises. I'm in the Message Bible today. Lifting the rafters with our hymns. Why do we do this? Because God is the best. He's the high king over all the gods. In one hand, he holds deep caves and caverns. In the other hand, grasps the high mountains. He made ocean. He owns it. His hand sculpted earth. So come, let us worship. Bow before him, on your knees before God who made us. Oh, yes, he's our God. We're the people he pastures, the flock he feeds. Nan, why do we praise him? Why do we praise him?
Because of who he is and because of what he's done. Just because of who he is and what he's doing in our lives, you know? I was just sitting there thinking, you know, people don't realize and understand many times the importance of praising God.
Exactly.
You know, and in the midst, even in the midst of your trial,
right,
praise God. Because, you know, when he moves in those situations, you've already been praising him going, I know you're going to take care of this. And then he takes care of it. And you stood as an example to those around you that, wow, she praised God or he praised God in the midst of their trouble.
Absolutely. There's so many times, Mike, in our lives that we question, why is this happening to me? Why, Jan, you're shaking your head so you can relate, right?
Yes.
Well, let's direct it to you first then. All those times in our lives when we are just full of concern, worry, fear, anxiety, and we forget. It's like we tend to forget the greatness of God. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Sometimes, in my case, in my situation before, I was always asking God, why is this happening to me?
Yes.
I've been so good, God. I've been questioning him because I don't deserve this. But I realized soon that sometimes he was giving you hurdles and
right.
some struggles to make you believed in him, to trust him
that's
not
right.
gonna let you down, and he's always there to you. And sometimes when we're suffering from different kind of problems, that we think that why are you giving this problem to me, God? We're not realizing that there's always reason why God is giving you that problem.
Exactly. And Nan, we're hearing a lot of background noise in your phone. I don't know what's going on out there. I don't know if there's anything you can control, but it's pretty loud. Just an FYI.
Let me see. Let me pull you off of. Let me call back in.
Okay, so, Jen, you're right. And a lot of times we question God, why is this happening? What did I do to deserve this, right? Mm-hmm. And so often, I love what James says in chapter 1, verse 2, consider it all joy when you go through difficult times, right?
Right.
And I think a lot of us, we just can't grasp that concept, Mike. We just aren't wanting to consider this problem a joyful event, right?
Yeah, and sometimes when you consider the source, usually it's not God putting this on you.
Right.
But in reality, it's a lesson.
Yes.
If you would look around you, you're not as bad off as you think. And it causes you to call on the Lord.
It does.
And when you pray, when two people together pray, it puts 10,000 angels to flight when you praise the Lord.
Yeah, when you praise God, when you're agreeing in prayer. We're going to start a new series next week called Prayer Power Personified. And that'll all make sense to you. Personally, to each person, as we begin this new series, I'm excited about it. Today, we're ending up our series in the book of John on believe and receive. And the whole point is that no matter what we're going through, we should be praising God, right, Jen? I mean,
right.
But I think we get so sidetracked into why, like you were saying a minute ago. You want to comment on that?
Yes, because as our human nature, we're always like, condemning God if something's happening bad to us, but little we know that he's just doing that to make you more stronger, so that next time when you have this problem, you know what to do.
You know what to do.
God is the first thing that you're going to call.
Exactly,
he's always there for you.
He is. Nan, did you get reconnected there?
I did get reconnected. Okay. Is it any better?
That's much better. Night and day. Night and day different. And so did you hear what we were talking about, that we need to be praising God? In Psalm 95, it doesn't say, if you feel like praising God, praise God. It doesn't say, if everything is going perfectly for you, then praise God, right? It doesn't say, if you suddenly won the lottery, then praise God, right? It doesn't say anything like that. It just says, let's shout praises to God, raise the roof, and begin to praise him. Nan, for those times that we have such a hard time coming out of our problem long enough to praise God, do you want to comment on that? Because I think we all go through those times. What Jen is talking about, we all go through those.
Mm-hmm. We all go through them. You know, I mean, we know that I went through traumatic experience, you know, with my job situation. And it's the most recent thing I can think of in my life. You know, and, you know, being told I was losing my job, but yet, praying and trusting God, and he brought me through and found me a great job.
A better job with a pay increase.
I mean, you know, I mean, you can't ask for much better than that. But it was during that time of just praying and praising and trusting and reading the Word and spending time with him and praising his name in the midst of going, God, I know you got this in control. I don't know what you're going to do. Don't know how you're going to do it. Don't know where I'm going to go, but you have it in control.
That's it.
He reassured me he had it in control.
And when you, it's a step of faith, don't you think, Mike, when you step out and you say, God, I'm going to praise you even though I can't see the answer. Isn't that a step of faith?
Yes, it is.
Yeah. And trusting God, but it's based on his nature, okay? We know he's a good God, right? We know that he loves us and cares about every detail of our lives. But a lot of people out there in Radio Land, I think, are not so sure that God's so good. Even with during this COVID time, I believe that God is using this in people's lives to bring about a greater realization of him and our dependence upon him. You want to comment on that, Mike? Because that's where I think we're going with this.
Yeah. When we think it's really bad out there, it generally is.
Exactly.
If you're in the world and you're without the Lord.
Yeah.
All kind of things could come in your mind to discourage you.
Yes.
To get you depressed.
Fear.
Get your mind and your presence off of God.
Right.
So I think that's part of the devil, is to keep you
totally
wound up in this world and keep your mind off of God.
Yes.
And if you just concentrate and praise, worship God, you wouldn't have half the problems as you think you do.
I totally agree. In fact, let's go to Psalm 94, right above where we were reading in Psalm 95. And I think it is about verse 19. Again, I'm in the Message Bible, so it's a little hard to tell for sure. Here's what it says. If God hadn't been there for me, I never would have made it. How many of you ever felt that way?
Yeah.
I mean, I can tell you all kinds of situations in my life that way. The minute I said I'm slipping, I'm falling. This is Psalm 94, about verse 19. The minute I said I'm slipping, I'm falling, your love, God, took hold and held me fast. When I was upset and beside myself, you calmed me down and cheered me up. In the NIV, verse 19 reads like this. When anxiety was great within me, your consolation brought joy to my soul. The Amplified sounds like this in verse 19. In the multitude of my anxious thoughts within me, your comforts cheer and delight my soul. So that is declaring, yes, we have anxious times. We have times where we don't know what's going to happen. There may be some of our listeners out there who have been exposed to COVID and right now are very scared for their life, whether or not they'll develop an infection or whatever. There are all kinds of things with jobs, with resources, with money right now. And I love the way the Amplified puts it, in the multitude of my anxious thoughts within me. That's acknowledging. David's acknowledging there. Hey, there's times I got a whole lot of anxiety going on, right?
Yeah.
Your comforts cheer and delight my soul. Comment on that, Mike. I love that.
I don't know what to say.
Well, basically, where I'm going with that is that we have to acknowledge that we're going to have those times, right? When anxiety is there, when fear. Watch the news. I mean, come on, you know.
Exactly.
Right?
That's our nature.
It's our nature.
And if we don't know the Lord, we're really going to have anxiety and depression and fear.
And it's going to multiply. You know, fear tends to multiply, you know, like rabbits multiply. I mean, fear can just take off. I mean, hear something and then suddenly you feel this tightness in your chest or in your gut. And going, what's wrong with me? What's wrong with me? Jen, you know what I'm talking about? Ever felt that way?
Yes. And sometimes when you have like bad anxiety, you're not just blaming yourself. You're blaming other people as
right.
well.
Yes.
As well as God. You say that, why am I feeling this? And you're just gonna just suddenly blame every person, every people around you,
right?
To what's happening to you?
We tend to do that. That's human nature. Nan, you want to comment on this? Because we tend to do that.
We do tend to do that. You know what I was thinking? You know, I mean, God knows already that we're feeling that way because He knows everything. And it's certainly okay. You know, I mean, I come to God and say, hey, God, you know, begin to talk to Him and say, you know, I'm feeling this. You know, I need your help. I'm feeling depressed. I need your help. I'm feeling anxiety. I need your help. You know, whatever someone is facing, they can, you know, you might as well just put it on the table and say, God, you know, help me with this. I need your help.
Right.
And you praise Him. And the praise is very important. You know, you made the comment. I really had wanted to respond to it as a metaphor. When I needed to get off my phone and get back on my phone because of what was going on, it was a lot of background noise. And you said it was like night and day. Well, that's the way it is with our lives.
That's good.
It's like night and day. When we praise God, it's like day. When we don't praise God but cry, it's like night. And, you know, it's like a turn on, turn off.
Exactly.
With my phone, the same thing in our lives. A turn on, a turn off.
Well, you really did have a lot of static going on when you were on at the beginning, right? And it was very distracting. But you're right. When you stopped what you were doing and you changed your situation, you changed the way you were calling in, it totally took away all of that. And I guess that's what you're trying to say, Nan, that when we stop for a moment, and I think a lot of times we get so caught up in what's going on in our lives, we can't think straight. Right, Jen?
Yes. I just want to amplify what Nan said a while
ago. Please do.
When you were talking to God, when you were like kind of having a problem or anxiety to your mind, when you were talking to God and keep on telling him what's going on to you, you're realizing to yourself that it gives you comfort that when you have that intimate
yes.
relationship with God,
yes.
it gives you comfort, and suddenly you're just going to feel better that after talking to God,
right.
it clears your mind.
Doesn't it?
Yes.
And it is a matter of talking to him, right. not just thinking, oh, God could probably help me, but I don't know what to do about that.
Yeah.
It's a matter of conversation, which we're going to talk about here today, about relationship mm-hmm. with the Holy Spirit, with Jesus, and how important it is that we develop that relationship. Nan, for those out there that are, they casually know God, or yeah, they got saved, but they really didn't do much with their relationship after that, what do you say to them?
Oh, they're missing out on everything.
Okay.
They're missing out on the blessings. They're missing out on the relationship. You know, you were talking this morning about, you know, spending time, you know, we spend time with friends and, you know, we talk to them and share with them, and that's the same way it is with God.
Right.
You know, they're missing out on so much. I mean, if we have a friend that we only see once a month versus a friend that we see once or twice a week.
Right.
You know, we have a tendency to, you know, we don't have a tendency. We definitely get to know that person better and spend, you know, and have a more, right. a deeper friendship with them.
Right.
The one that we spend the time with twice a week as opposed to once a month.
Right.
And that's where it is with God. I mean, people accept Jesus as their Savior. They have the salvation. They're not with heaven. However, they're missing out on a lot of the blessings and the rewards, if you will, that can come from spending that time with God.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And so often what we need is just to hear God reassure us through a scripture, through a sermon,
Amen.
Through a song. Sometimes he does that through a song. Mm-hmm. Jen, you did beautifully today. Lord, I need you. I love that song because it speaks to my heart every time I hear it. Lord, I need you. I mean, I don't just want to casually know you.
Mm-hmm.
I need you in my life, right?
Right.
There's more to life than just casually knowing God.
Right. Kind of like I have an experience before that when I was like always praying, I was just like asking for this, asking for that. But I forgot how my relationship with him, like giving him, explain to him what happened to your day.
Yes.
Praising him that.
Yes.
Thanking him that he gave another day to you.
Right.
He gave you a beautiful day. It's kind of like a very intimate relationship when you were like talking to God.
It's exactly right. And think about, you two are recently married, you're newlyweds, that's why we like yeah. to tease you. But anyway, if you guys, during all your courtship and the years you've known each other before you got married, if you had not built a solid relationship of talking, even though you were in the Philippines, Mike was in the U.S. some of that time, Mike was in the Philippines some of that time, but still, Mike, talk about that, because you got to know Jen by talking. Right? You got to really develop a relationship with her.
Yes. And when we speak about the Lord, God is a spirit. And when you accept the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior,
yes.
His Spirit, the Holy Spirit, abides in you.
Amen.
So I know we're sitting here saying we talk, we communicate. Well, in doing that, your spirit, with God's Spirit, that's what uplifts you and gives you your strength and your mm-hmm. encouragement
right.
and makes all those problems that's in your head, a lot of them,
right.
they just go away.
It gives
exactly.
In that conversation, because God knows how to communicate with your spirit
yes.
when we don't really know what God's doing within
that
us.
That is so very true. We're going to talk more about that in a minute. Nan, do you have a comment on that before we go to this song?
No, go ahead and go to the song.
Just be held by casting crowns.
Because
sometimes
song.
That's all we need to do is just be held,
just
right?
Amen.
I mean, it's like I've been spending a lot of time with grandkids in the last couple months. And there's so many times when they just want to be held. You know, they're little. A lot of them are little. And right now we've got a 4, a 3-year-old, a 19-month, and a 6-month. Right. So, I mean, we've got a lot of little babies going on there. And sometimes the best thing for the grandkids is just to have somebody pick them up and hold them. And especially if they bump their toe or whatever. And this applies to us, too. Listen.
Just be held. hold it all together. Everybody needs you strong. Then life hits you out of nowhere and barely leaves you holding on. And when you're tired of fighting, chained by your control, there's freedom in surrender. Lay it down and let it go. So when you're on your knees and answers seem so far away, you're not alone, stop holding on and just be held. Your world's not falling apart, it's falling into place. I'm on the throne, stop holding on and just be held. Just be held. Just be held. When your eyes are on the storm, you wonder if I love you still. But when your eyes are on the cross, you know I always have and I always will. And not a tear is wasted. In time you'll understand, I'm painting beauty with the ashes. Your life is in my hands, singing. So when you're on your knees and answers seem so far away, you're not alone, stop holding on and just be held. Your world's not falling apart, it's falling into place. I'm on the throne, so I'm holding on to just be here. Just be here. Just be here. Lift your hands, lift your eyes. In the storm is where you'll find me. And where you are, I'll hold your heart. I'll hold. Falling apart, it's falling into place. I'm on the throne, stop holding on and just be held. Just be held. Just be held. Just be held. Just be
held. I love that song.
Pastor.
Yeah.
I have a short little poem I'd like to share.
Go ahead.
It's called The Power of a Hug. The power of a hug is greater than you know. It is of such comfort in the relationship you grow. Allow God to hold you now. It will certainly bless you. Go ahead, let him hold on. This is what you should do. My friend, you will feel so much better. You know, and the power of a hug is stronger. I mean, it just seems like such a simple thing. But, you know, I mean, I know there's been times in my life that, you know, people have come up to me and they're like, you know, they're like, I know you're going through a tough time. I just feel I need to hug you. And, you know, they would come up and just in an embracing hug.
Right.
Just hug and hold on and whisper and say, I love you. It's going to be okay.
Yeah.
And that's what God does.
Yes.
He will hold on. He will hold on to us. He will hug us. We need to allow him to do that. And some people choose not to allow him to do that, and I don't know why they do that.
A lot of times it's a fear of, others thinking they're weak, something like that. But you're right, Nan. Jen, do you have a comment on that? How much do we need to be held by God? We do.
Yes.
We do.
Absolutely. I mean, God is our dwelling place.
Yes.
When we talk to him, it's not just gives us comfort comfort, but it gives us a relief.
Yes.
That all of the problems will suddenly go away. You know, just be held.
And just be held. Let God do that. Mike, do you want to comment on that?
Yes, and sometimes we don't have any physical human being around us.
Right. Especially in COVID.
And we're alone. Some of the elderly, they're by themselves.
Sure.
And just knowing that we can go to him in prayer and we get that big hug. Just knowing he's there and he's listening.
Absolutely. And it changes our life because it reminds us once again of how very much he loves us.
Keeps you going.
Right. And don't take it by yourself. Don't take the problem by just yourself. God is always there to help you. Just open your heart to him.
Absolutely. Our prayer line is so busy. I mean, we get a lot of stuff every day or two. You know, we've got three or four requests coming in, different places around the world. We'll talk about it later, but I'll give you that address right now, prayers@bohmglobal.com. Use it because there's people that are hurting out there that need somebody to make contact with someone. And Pastor Jim, my associate pastor, and Betty Thomas up in Michigan, they're the ones that send out all those prayers for the prayer requests. And why is that important, Mike? Why do we need to provide that? We've had this going on with the ministry for like 12 years now.
Talking about the prayer requests?
Yeah, the prayer requests.
Because when you don't, like I said, when you don't have no one to communicate with that's at home,
right,
a neighbor, a friend, a relative, when we can spread the message and get prayer out through an email, a text message.
Sure.
When other people are praying with you,
right,
and you're able to communicate with them, it gives you comfort to know that God's listening not only to you, but to them as well in prayer.
Absolutely. And it totally blows me away with the prayer, the prayer line, because it's so like God. Usually we'll get an answer a couple days later. I'm feeling better now. Or, you know, my grandmother didn't die. She's doing better. And, you know, we get those all the time. And it's because God cares about the details of our lives. And he wants us to go to him and say, we need help here. He wants us dependent on him. Go ahead, Mike.
Kind of like
about
when
that.
You were younger, your grandparents or your aunt and uncle, or even your mother, in a lot of cases, is praying for you.
Yes.
When you're not doing right and you're younger and you're out in the world, someone prayed for you.
Yeah, right before my dad's mother passed away, my grandmother, I was the closest to her. In 1984, I was actually, my cousin and I brought my grandparents to Florida from Indiana to live with my aunt, which was their daughter. And my grandmother got very ill and was in the hospital and heart disease and so forth. And so I brought him down, and then we had to put her right in the hospital and so forth. So I was getting ready to go back to Indiana. And I remember she was sitting in a chair in her hospital room, and I knelt down in front of her to talk to her and pray with her before I left. I didn't know it was going to be the last time I would see her alive. But she told me then, now, Nan, you got me crying. She told me then that she had prayed for me from the time I was a little girl, that I would fulfill God's plan for my life, because she knew there was something that he wanted to do. And I did not know that. I did not know that my grandmother had been doing that, been praying, you know? And I think what I'm saying, what we're saying here today is there are people around us that are praying for us, that are praying for you out there, listener. And you, we don't know your name, your face, whatever, till we get to heaven, and you'll probably say, oh, I remember that day on that show. You know, I don't know. But, you know, we want to be much in prayer for the needs of those around us, just like my grandmother was for me all those years. Nan, do you want to comment on any of that?
Well, you know, people, you know, when you're talking, how are you doing? Pray for me. You know, pray for me. You know, I mean, how many times have we heard that? So how many times have we done
time.
That?
Yeah.
How many times have we done that? You know, on a social media that I'm on, sometimes people will post how they lost a dog. You know, and people on there saying, I'm praying for you, I'm praying for you. And I thought, you know, I'm praying for you. And there's just sometimes I wound up not taking them in prayer.
Right.
Prayer is powerful.
Prayer is.
You know, and prayer is powerful, and we need to pray for each other.
Right.
And, you know, prayer is such a powerful, if you will, such a powerful tool in our toolbox, you know, praying for another, you know. And
it is.
You know, and we find also, you also sometimes feel closer to that person.
Oh, absolutely.
You're spending your time praying, you feel connected, if you will, with that person. And
absolutely.
I believe that's a connection that's made by the Holy Spirit.
Amen. We're going to John 21, where we were this morning. If you followed our Facebook post, you can go there to my post or Beacon of Hope Ministries, and you can find out what we said in the sermon about this. I want to take this a little different angle here on the show. In John 21, it starts out with the disciples traumatized. And you know, sometimes trauma paralyzes us and keeps us from moving forward. Mm-hmm. We're just like now, right now with COVID, people are, some people are extremely scared, you know? Some people are in panic mode. Some people are being risky behavior, you know, all kinds of things, because they're reacting in different ways. And when John chapter 21 opens, the disciples have been traumatized by the death of Jesus, okay, on the cross. They didn't see that coming. And even though he told them that it was going to happen, and they're also, they've had two visits from him in his resurrection body at this point. Mike, how would that make you feel to be standing in a room in a prayer meeting and in walks Jesus right through the walls, you know?
I think I'd probably be speechless.
I know. I mean, think about the trauma, really, or the startling, the like, whoa, what's going on, you know? And twice they've had visits. And in chapter 21 of John, we see the third visit of Jesus in his resurrection body. And that is very, very important, because Jesus didn't just say, I'm going to go to the cross and die, but he also made it very clear to them, but they weren't really paying much attention to that, that he was going to be resurrected, that he would come out of that tomb. And he talked about Jonah, you know, Jonah. He said, as Jonah was 3 days in the belly of the whale, he said, so will the Son of Man be in the belly of the earth, you know. But we'll come out of that just like Jonah did. Jonah was a type of Jesus. And I think, though, at the point where John chapter 21 starts, there's a lot of trauma, and they're not sure what to do next. They're almost paralyzed with, like, okay, now what do we do? You know, we've seen him twice in his resurrection body. What does that mean for us, right? They didn't know where they were going with that. And so they, seven of these 12 disciples, decide to go back to their former occupation because they didn't know what to do. And I think a lot of times we don't know what to do in the traumatic situations we're in, Mike. You know what I mean? We're just not sure. We're stuck.
Yeah, and if we kind of look at the disciples back then, and they knew Jesus.
Right.
And that happened, and he come back alive. They seen him die.
Right.
So if we look at the world today, for the people that are alive right now that's never met Jesus.
Right.
How can they even visualize that there was a Jesus without us being that physical action,
right,
character to
portray, yeah,
portray
to show
Jesus,
yeah, exactly,
through our actions,
right,
and our spirit of love of God to show them he does exist.
Amen.
So if they couldn't back then, wouldn't it be more likely today that they wouldn't even believe?
Exactly. Probably more so today than back then. Exactly. And here we are in this day and age with knowing that Jesus is coming back, knowing he died on the cross for us, but translating that into our everyday lives is part of the problem I think we all face. Nan, do you want to comment on that before we go to this next song?
Well, I think part of the reason it's difficult to get into our everyday lives is we don't make it a priority.
Right.
You know, we get kind of caught up in our jobs and our family and our responsibilities and our illnesses and our society and our activities. I mean, we get so involved.
Right.
And those are important things, but we need to prioritize where God is in our life. He needs to be number one.
Right.
Amen. So the disciples go back to their fishing. That's in John 21. We're going to talk more about that in just a minute. We'll be on verse 3 in just a couple minutes. Listen to this song, Stand in Your Love. That's what we got to do. It's a Bethel Music song. We do this at Beacon. I love this song. Stand in Your Love. It's what he wants us to do.
darkness tries to roll over my bones, when sorrow comes to steal the joy I own, when brokenness and pain is all I know, oh, I won't be shaken, no, I won't be shaken. My fear doesn't stand a chance when I stand in your love. My fear doesn't stand a chance when I stand in your love. My fear doesn't stand a chance when I stand in your love. She no longer has a place to hide.
Doesn't stand a chance when I'm standing in your love. Bethel Music, I love that song. Why doesn't our fear stand a chance, Jen, when we're standing in God's love for us? Whoa, just a moment to get you back on. Go ahead. Go ahead.
When our fear raises up, we don't know what's going on with us.
Right.
Yet. And when we set our fear aside and let our hearts open and let God in, it doesn't give any chance to our life, because right. God is always with us.
He is. But you know, you're exactly right. We can get so caught up in fear that we cannot, our faith level just goes way down because we're just thinking about circumstances. Yeah. Mike, talk about that and then we'll go to Nan.
You know, back to what I was saying earlier about what the believers that followed Jesus back then couldn't believe that he died on the cross and
yeah.
who he was to them back then.
Yes.
And the miracles they seen him perform. And it's written in the Word today over 2,000 years ago.
Right.
if we today can't stand and believe and trust in him, who we've never met him physically,
yes,
but only reading the word, and his word comes alive to us, for us to say that we're shocked to know the things that he's done, and where we would be speechless if we seen someone die and then see him raised from the dead.
Right.
Of course, we would be speechless.
Yes.
But being written about it for over 2,000 years ago, and we're reading and teaching today, and then the miracles has happened, and even in our own lives today, yeah. Because we know that we know, yes. That we know him.
Yes.
He's alive to us.
Amen. Amen. So. Amen. Good word. Yes. Talk to us, Nan.
Well, you know, let's take the COVID situation. It's obviously very prevalent in all society right now. Yeah, you know, I work for Hillsborough County School System, and I've been working, you know, I'm a 12-month employee, so I've still been working. We did work from home for a while. And we're starting to have the teachers are coming in now, but students aren't coming yet. But, you know, I'm not going to stand in fear that I'm going to get COVID. I'm just not going to do that. Take precautions. Yes.
Good, good.
At the school system, yes.
Yeah, good.
You know, we have protocols. They are following them. Temperatures are checked. I mean, I was there Friday when the new kids, I mean, not the kids, when the teachers and everyone was coming back. Nurses, you didn't get in the door until they checked your, you know, your temperature. They made sure you had a mask. They had things marked off so you didn't stand further than, you know, closer than 6 feet apart in the lines of where you need to wait for whatever you were getting. You know, you were told in the classrooms, don't stand. You know, you need to use wisdom.
Yes.
Okay?
Absolutely.
But in using that wisdom, you don't need to fear.
Right.
You know, you need to be smart and,
right.
and do what is recommended by CDC. Absolutely. But don't stand in fear of that, because it will paralyze you. You would be so paralyzed. You would be in such a disarray. You'll be in such a frustration. You'll say frustrated all the time. You're fearful all the time. You know, fear, you know, what we always say, false evidence appearing real.
Right.
You know, and that will become very real in our lives if we just focus on that. I'm not going to focus on that.
Yeah.
If I, you know, I don't believe I'm going to get it.
Right.
But I'm going to be cautious. That's why I believe I'm not going to get it. And God is in control, and God is in control of my body.
Right.
And
exactly.
We just need to not fear.
Well,
fear will grip us. Fear will squeeze us. Fear it paralyzes you.
It does paralyze you. And I think that's where Peter and these other six disciples were as we begin John chapter 21. I think they were paralyzed because they didn't know what was going to happen. So Peter just says, well, here's what I know. I know fishing. I'm going back fishing. I'm going fishing. And see, in this period of time, in verses 3 and 4 of John 21, they go fishing, and the disciples were with him. But in verse 3, it says they went out, and they got in the boat, and they caught nothing that night. Nothing. When the sun came up, Jesus was standing on the beach, but they didn't recognize him. And I think a lot of times we do not recognize Jesus in our difficult times.
Mm-hmm.
Jen, talk to me about that. He's right there, but we don't see him. He's almost hidden from us so often.
Because sometimes when we're having difficulties in our lives, we're always just focusing on those problems.
Right.
We're not focusing on what God can do with it.
Yes, yes.
We're not opening our heart
right.
and letting him and letting him help you with those problems. And I think that's most of the people were like having problem with. They keep on the problem by themselves that
yes.
nothing will happen if I just stayed here. But when they open their minds and then they open their hearts, they will realize that God is always there.
Amen.
And he'll give you an answer.
He will. And I think, Mike, this is a human tendency to do just what Peter and the disciples did. Well, they know fishing. I'm going back to fishing. Obviously, God's not going to work and do anything through me. And I think a lot of people get stuck in that.
Well, I think I was sitting there thinking a good example. We tend to fear when we don't have the experience. Like,
this
for
is
example,
true.
Say you start a new job, for example. You've never done it. Like, say, a car salesman.
Right.
He fears he has to sell that car, and he don't know what to say.
Right.
But if you take a child of God, and he's a new child of God, he's a baby.
Yeah.
He has fear.
Right.
Because he don't know how to pray. He don't know how to worship God. He don't know how to trust God and
yes.
believe him.
Yes.
But you take a saint, mm-hmm. that's been in the church forever,
right?
That knows how to trust God, that knows how to pray.
Amen.
As the phrase goes, knows how to grab the bull by the horns or the
right.
altar by the horns.
Sure.
That can pray and trust God. So if we learn to do that and we do it long enough, we're going to get good at it.
Amen.
And we're going to drop that fear off of us like when he breaks the chains.
Amen. We're going to talk more about that in our second hour, and we'll get Nan's response to that. But we just want to remind you of the prayer line that I mentioned earlier. It's prayers at BOHMglobal.com. BOHM stands for Beacon of Hope Ministries. It's easier and quicker to write that in there. BOHMglobal.com. Our website is www.bohmglobal.com. So there, just it carries through. My email is pastor@bohmglobal.com. Pastor Jim at bohmglobal.com. So that's how it works. So the BOHM Global, that's what you need to remember. Write it down. Go to our website, which is bohmglobal.com, and you'll see everything about the ministry. Nan, why would they want to do that? What will they find out on our brand new website that's about 4 or 5 months old?
They'll find out all the exciting things that are happening at Beacon.
That's right. Yeah. Amen. Right?
And they'll want to come on over because
sure.
they're like, wow, it's happening there. And it is happening there.
Yes. Yes. What do you mean by that, happening there?
Well, God's moving.
Yes.
And lives are being changed.
Mm-hmm.
People are being ministered to. We have new people coming in. They're being ministered to. Those of us who've been there being ministered to.
Sure.
You know, the Holy Spirit moves in our services just like he does on the radio show. And it's just exciting to be a part of that. I mean, it's
Absolutely.
Not a dead church.
It's not a dead church. No, we never know what God's going to do, do we? Just
no.
like with these shows, we just give it to him and let him just carry it, and we get surprised. Did you want to say something about that, Jen? Because
yeah.
you're kind of new to us the last
yeah.
few months. Yeah.
yeah. I just wanted to share to all the people that are listening to this radio station and to YouTube. If you need people to pray for you,
yes,
BOHM family is here for you to
yes.
help you. God is using an instrument of people to reach you out, to listen to you, to whatever is going on with you.
Absolutely. We do invite you. With COVID, we have tried to keep our numbers low right now, but still there's plenty of room for people to come in. And our address is 2058 Weaver Park Drive in Clearwater, 2058 Weaver Park Drive. You'll see all that on the website. What do we do on Wednesday night? Mike, make it brief. We got about 40 seconds. So what do we do on Wednesday night?
Study the Bible, fellowship, prayer.
Yeah.
Ministry.
It's great, isn't it? I love Wednesday nights. Pastor Jim and Dr. Angel usually teach, and we
very
have prayer
good
meeting.
Teaching.
They are very good teachers, and it's a wonderful time. So that's at 5:15 prayer meeting, 6:15 Bible study. We're usually out of there by about 7:30, so it's not all evening. It's a couple hours, and so you are welcome. If you have to come from work, bring your dinner. We have tables. We sit at tables on Wednesday nights.
And they can reach us out through the phone if they're not going to be able to.
Yes, and we have that number too. That is, if you want to be a part and can't make it in person, write this number down. I'll give it to you in just a minute as soon as I do this station ID, and then we will give you that number.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3
Listen.